Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Okay. Sattvam na chedator idam nijam bhaved.
Sattvam na chedator idam nijam bhaved.
Vijnanam ajnana bidha pamarjanam. Guna prakashaya anumiyate bhavan. Prakashate yasya cha yena va gunaha.
Prakashate yasya cha yena va gunaha.
Sattvam na chedator idam nijam bhaved. Vijnanam ajnana bidha pamarjanam. Guna prakashaya anumiyate bhavan. Prakashate yasya cha yena va gunaha.
Prakashate yasya cha yena va gunaha. Sattvam na chedhata idam.
O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence one can understand the transcendental nature of your Lordship, who are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. Okay, I'm going to continue the purport. The appearance of Krishna is the answer to all imaginative iconography of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone imagines the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to his mode of material nature. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is the oldest person. Therefore, a section of religionists imagine that God must be very old. And therefore they depict a form of the Lord like a very old man. But in the same Brahma Samhita, this is contradicted. Although he is the oldest of all living entities, he has the eternal form as a fresh youth. The exact words used in this connection in the Srimad Bhagavatam are Vijnanam Ajnanabhidha Pamarjanam. Vijnana means transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality. Vijnana is also experienced knowledge. Transcendental knowledge has to be accepted by the descending process of disciplic succession, as Brahma presents this knowledge of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is Vijnana as realized by Brahma's transcendental experience. And in that way, he presented the form and pastimes of Krishna in the transcendental abode. Ajnanabhidha means that which can match all kinds of speculation. In ignorance, people are imagining the form of the Lord. Sometimes he has no form, and sometimes he has form, according to their different imaginations. But the presentation of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita is Vijnana, scientific experience knowledge given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. There is no doubt about it. Sri Krishna's form, Sri Krishna's flute, Krishna's color, everything is reality. Here it is said that this Vijnana is always defeating all kinds of speculative knowledge. Therefore, the demigods prayed, without your appearing as Krishna, as you are, neither Ajnanabhidha, the nescience of speculative knowledge, nor Vijnanam would be realized. Ajnanabhidha pamarjanam, by your appearance, the speculative knowledge of ignorance will be vanquished. And the real experience knowledge of authorities like Lord Brahma will be established. Men influenced by the three modes of material nature imagine their own God according to the modes of material nature. In this way, God is presented in various ways. But your appearance... Whoops. But your appearance will establish what the real form of God is. The highest blunder committed by the impersonalist is to think that when the incarnation of God comes, he accepts a form of matter in the mode of goodness. Actually, the form of Krishna or Narayana is transcendental to any material idea. Even the great impersonalist, Shankara Acharya, has admitted, Narayanat paro vyaktat, the material creation is caused by the avyakta, the impersonal manifestation of matter, or the non-phenomenal, total reservoir of matter, and Krishna is transcendental to that material conception. This is expressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Shuddha Sattva, or transcendental. The Lord does not belong to the material mode of goodness, for he is above the position of material goodness. He belongs to the transcendental eternal state, status of bliss and knowledge. Here the demigods are describing that the Lord has a transcendental body. That means a body and God's existence is beyond the world that we can know. It's beyond the scope of our knowledge. And the Western religions also say that God is, you know, beyond everything, and we can't see him and we can't know him, and if he has a body, we'll never see it. But the difference here is that demigods are in the same room with him, talking to him, yeah, and saying that he has a transcendental body.